Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
China is urbanizing at a rate and at a scale that no other country has experienced. It is literally the largest human migration in the history of the world. Back in the early 90s, China was about one quarter urban, and everybody else lived in the countryside. Today, it's over one half urban. It's over 275 million people moving in a very short period of time. And when it's all said and done, there will have been 350 million people moving from the countryside to the city. Given that China has a long, long history of being an agrarian, rural society, this obviously has huge implications for the culture and the society and for the church as well.
Going back to, you talk about the urban church and this massive migration to the urban centers, millions of young people are there, but if they're, the motto is to get rich is glorious, if that has proved empty, as it probably will, talk about some of the moral and ethical vacuum that affects China today.
Well, it affects it in some very visible ways. Just one example would be all the food scandals that China has experienced in the last few decades. Most recent was when McDonald's in China and Hong Kong suddenly had to stop selling certain products because they realized that their supplier up in Shanghai had been sending them expired meat. And so those kinds of things have been happening across China. And I think the food scandals are just kind of a symptom of a deeper issue, which is trust in the society. People have, by and large, taken the tack that, well, if I can get away with it and if I can make money, well, then I'll do it. And it's led to all kinds of food scandals, safety issues in all different sectors of the society, and really a society where people don't know who they can trust. It's led to widespread cheating on exams and a business atmosphere where corruption is just expected. It's just part of doing business in China. I think the message is a message that there is a community where people can actually trust each other, and that's the church. And when people find believers who do what they do out of love for one another, even though they're not getting any visible benefit from it, even though they're not related in any way, but they're able to care for each other because of their bond in Christ, I think that speaks volumes to people. People are looking for that kind of a community because day in, day out, in the community they live in, they don't find that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.